You're listening to Artitude, a podcast with artists created and produced by Detlef Schlick, a visual artist and ritual designer, living and loving in West Cork, and best known for his essay about the cause and effect of shamanism, art and digital culture. Working in the field of performance, photography, painting, sound, installations, and film, he will dive and discover with us and a weekly creative guest into the unknown and exciting deep ocean of the creative mind.
This is Detlef Schlick, and today we dive into the deep and unknown exciting ocean of our creative mind again with Julia Melzer, because I have already people that ask, so we've heard Julia is on tour in England and so on, and could she not do another podcast and ask her about that? And I mean, even for myself, but I come later to that. Further on, hi, Julia. It's great to to have you again in the show.
Yeah, I look forward. Thank you for having me again.
It's been not such a long time ago, actually. I think 2 months or something like this was our last talk.
It's like yesterday.
It is. For me, it's like today, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah, because if you're getting older, time flies really.
Really?
It's quite funny. If you're a child, it goes, everything goes slowly. That's the reason why you ask in your parents, sind wir bald da? When are we there? You know, if you sit in the car or whatever, you know, and because everything is for you very, very slowly, you know, and it takes ages until next Christmas and all that, you know, and to your birthday and to Christmas Eve or whatever, you know. And
so I'm still a child.
That's great, because everything is new, you know, but if you once get used to things, and so that means if you're growing up and if you're getting older and if you get used to things, your brains, your neurons and your synapses, they work quite different, and it's not a new information anymore, so the process goes quite quicker, and that leads to the thing that you got the feeling time is flying. But I mean, it's just in our head. Everyone experiences time on a completely different way, isn't it? You have friends, they say, I'm so bored, what can we do? Do you know these people?
Yeah, but I'm also sometimes bored, so I know the feeling very good.
Really? Are you one of those who say, oh, I'm so bored, what shall we do?
Not in a bad way, so I always want to do something new, and yeah, so I always look around to have new ideas, new inspiration. But maybe that's not bored.
Nah, that's, you like it to explore.
Yes.
You're probably not a person who says, so come on, entertain me.
Sometimes it's nice to get entertained, but
you don't expect.
I also like to entertain other people.
Yeah, because in my circle of friends, they say, oh, I'm so bored, you know, but and they said that because they wanted somebody else entertain them, you know.
I know.
But in general, you know, so if you can't entertain yourself in life somehow, you know, so I mean, I was feeling always a little bit pinned.
Master class. Yeah, it's not easy to entertain yourself, because there are so many things you can do. And sometimes I think for some people it's too much. So they are fall in like Schockstarre.
Catharsis. Yeah. Because they are overwhelmed from everything what comes into them. I mean, it's by myself often. You said, I think as well, you suffer from ADHD.
Yeah.
And I know that. Now, it was in the 80s, they were not so familiar with all these brandings, you know. I mean, sometimes it's stupid to brand a disease, but I think sometimes it's good if you can give things a name, because then it makes it maybe easier to deal with it, well?
Yeah, sometimes, absolutely.
What's the German name, actually?
Aufmerksamkeitsdefizitsyndrom.
For the native English listeners, Aufmerksamkeitsdefizitsyndrom, please repeat.
Really, really strong German word, yeah.
Yes, but everything is in. So, For the listeners who are new now, we had already three episodes with Julia at the beginning of the year. I think it was something like this.
Yeah.
And Julia is a singer in a punk rock band called Erection. Why it's Erection and all that, we're not going to go through that in this episode. You can go back in one of the three other ones. There are a lot of other informations. I have to admit, if I have talk guests and I did not know Julia before I had her on my podcast, or just briefly or something like this, I don't know how we came actually together for the podcast. I think we were friends on Facebook for some reason, and Julia's posting there sometimes once a day, sometimes twice a day, and quite informative, I would say, as well as she's proud every day that she's now more than 660 days without alcohol.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Thank you. 637 today.
Wow, that's amazing. So that's real. And I think, I mean, like I say, before, I didn't research a lot about Julia, and I didn't know a lot of your songs and all that. And due to the process of our talk, I make always promotion for my talk guests, and then I was listening in the songs and was thinking, sure, if you're getting more deeper in the subject, you learn more about this person. So Julia's songs, say quite 80s like, so a little bit Green Days, isn't it?
yeah, thank you.
it's somehow a little bit Suzy Quatro, even, you know, from the 70s. Voice like, so, can I again?
Spotlight. I don't know how the
and her show is quite powerful. I mean, she's posting that as well on Facebook.
Yeah, I love to run around the stage.
I have to laugh. It's really great, guys. So if you find the chance to see the band, and if you like punk rock, actually, I mean, it's sometimes punky, but it's more punk rock. So you can sing as well to the songs of Erection.
And you can dance, you can do whatever you want.
so that was great. Yeah, I came deep into that. I was listening to your lyrics. And they are often quite dark, aren't they?
They are. They come often from, or always, when I'm very, very sad or angry or... Yeah, something is stressing me. So to write a song, it's like a therapy date with myself.
Sure, no, that's the way. I mean, it was. I I have now a new band as well. You know, with Turk.
Yeah.
I didn't wrote new songs for about 30 years. Almost. So it was quite funny. I started in my 20s with English, and then I was writing into German, where I think...
Oh, okay, so you switched.
I switched, yeah. And I thought sometimes when I was listening to your songs, so if you would sing on German as well, it could be an asset somehow. If you have one German song, and I could imagine that people in Germany, they would appreciate that.
Yeah, a lot of them told me that.
Yeah.
They were really, really happy when we wrote the German song, and so many people come to us and say, wow, what an energy. And it's always a different feeling when you hear your mother language. So, yeah, it's a good energy.
It was funny.
I absolutely love to sing in English because
I
feel so connected, and I don't know, there is something I can't tell you what it is.
I can understand that. I think it is as well for Germans who sing in English, a little bit of a feeling to feel more cosmopolitan and not... Just like, I'm just German. I mean, I'm just German. It's stupid. I mean, everyone is a part of this universe and this cousin. But I see myself as cosmopolitan and not as German, you know? I see the bigger picture. And that was, for me, actually a thing where I didn't like it at the beginning to sing in German.
Yeah.
And
for me also, I wanted to that everyone can listen to my music and everyone can understand what I want to talk about, and it Germany was in my brain too little for what I want to say.
No, I know. I know. And it is a process, because if you grow up and if you listen more to English songs than to German, like I did, actually. I mean, okay, I had German songs like Udo Lindenberg.
Oh,
I mean,
how wonderful.
Marius Müller-Wessenheim was not so my kind of type. Even not the Ärzte, but I know you love the Ärzte. It was not so... I mean, a couple of songs, yes, but not
yeah,
so.
I liked them.
Yeah, they were really good. And a lot of my friends, they loved them. But for me, I didn't listen too much to German songs. Like I say, Udo Lindenberg.
Yeah, I think the best German band for me is Die Toten Hosen.
Yeah.
Because...
I mean, it fits completely into your direction.
Yeah, they have so many teams. I always felt connected with them.
Yeah. No, I sense that. I can imagine that. So, but even Toten Hosen, it was not so. I didn't went to a concert of them. I don't know why, actually. But I mean, they were good. But I don't know. I mean, there were a couple of bands which I really liked, apart from Udo Lindenberg. There was BAP. Do you know BAP?
No, yeah? Sorry.
Okay, they were in the 80s, 90s. They were a big band from Cologne.
Oh, okay, cool. And, I have to check it out.
I would say the first two albums they were really good. And then you see the problem is it isn't then not really new again anymore, and the song's going a little bit more into commercial direction and all that, you know. So, but they were really good, you know.
Right.
Cologne had in the 80s, we had a lot of problems with fascists.
Yeah.
And with neo-Nazi skinheads. We had a lot of immigrants in Cologne, and they started to burn the homes of them, you know.
Yeah.
In Cologne. It was really horrible. And just the scene, the rock scene, the music scene from Cologne, they were standing up, and they founded an organization called Arschhu Zengusländer, which means get your ass up and open up your mouth, you know. And we had a lot of fundraiser concerts, benefit concerts.
No.
We had night shifts, you know, looking after the asylum seekers in order that nobody starts again to do such horrible things, because I mean it is awful if you come to a place. And 80s in Cologne were quite hard, and that somehow reminds me from you, you know, this energy is actually the same as we had in the 80s as rock bands, you know. So
yeah.
So that's actually quite cool, and it is not just, you know, you're not acting it. I know that, and I know that this comes deep in yourself, because you're working as well.
Absolutely.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
You're working with immigrants, don't you?
Yeah, in school we had a lot of kids, and yeah, it's not easy for them because the fascists are still back. So not easy.
So what are you going to do with them, with the kids? How old are they?
At the moment in the class where I work, they are from 13 to 15. And
right.
I help them to learn the language. And yeah, you know, they all have really hard stories, really, really bad background. So... I'm there for them to get in contact, to have a good social network, and try to give them a good time and spend some Hoffnung.
Hope and faith.
Yeah.
Have a little faith in me. There's a song. Where they're from mostly? From Ukraine or from Syria or from where?
All around. It's from Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Ukraine, Romania, everywhere. Italy.
Is it a normal school or is it a private organization?
It's a support center. And
yeah.
But my job is a different organization. It's called Phoenix.
Yeah.
And they are really, really nice supporters for people who need help, kids and also handicapped people.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the classes, how many children are in this class where you are?
14.
14. Do you speak English with them or?
No, German. The most of them had a German class before they come. So they can talk to you, but they have some problems, you know, with grammatic or something like that.
Yeah.
So the kids are so, so lovely and so heart open and mind open. They come, and I know kids, they are 2 years here in Germany and they speak like perfect German. So
they learn quick, probably, no?
Yeah, totally. They learn
because they probably not afraid like adults to speak a different language, and they just communicate.
Yeah, they just do. They find other kids, and maybe sometimes they talk in blah blah with hand and feet, but it works. So
yeah, nice. So how many days are you going to do that every week?
It's from 8 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon.
Oh, that's a lot. And then having then music and going on tour and all that.
Yeah, I'm a little workaholic, but I have a lot of energy and I want to do something for the world. And
yeah, sure. I mean, it's great. And I think even that when you're on tour, so like Julia was in England for a couple of days. I couldn't make it to Manchester.
Manchester was so, so cool. Oh, it was the best show.
Was it?
Yeah, it was so wonderful.
Yeah, I was thinking what I was asking Dirk. I said, Dirk,
yeah,
shall we catch up together in Manchester? Because from Cologne to Manchester, there's as well a cheap Ryanair flight, and from Cork as well. So that cost me probably the weekend €100 or something like this, break and forth. I was really keen. I thought, okay, it would be nice, you know, to see you guys there and having as well maybe doing a podcast with your band colleagues, with your co-workers, musicians.
And oh, they would love it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we can do that maybe. We will find the time sometimes. I mean, it's probably not last time. But I was somehow as well so distracted with other things and I couldn't really make it, but what a shame, you know. But that's cool. So I was really wondering, if you say so, yeah. I mean, probably being completely clean as a woman without drinking drinks in a punk scene is probably not easy. Huh?
It's fucking hard.
I can imagine that.
And every time when we play a concert, I want to drink. I want to make a big party and getting escalated. And yeah, I love to party. It's, yeah,
sure.
But I don't want to be that drunk, crazy person again.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think it's tricky because even if you're not would get really so crazy or whatever, you know the problem is if you're getting older, the liver is not working as good anymore as 10 or 20 year old human being, and then it needs more time for
the recovery is longer.
takes longer, so you probably do good just to decide no, drinks it's not for me anymore. I quit that, which is great. I mean,
yeah, for me, it was also the best decision because I feel so much healthier and I'm so much more connected to the people, and that's what I love. So,
So how was the beginning or the first evening on stage?
The time before when I stepped on stage was really, really crazy because I thought that everyone would think, oh my God, she's so easy and so quiet and blah, blah. You know, I was overthinking all the time. And when I walked on stage, everything changed.
Mm. Adrenaline.
I was feeling the music so...
The energy.
Yeah, it was an absolutely different feeling than the times before when I was drunk. And I felt so connected to the people. And I talked to the people and I was dancing on stage without falling from stage.
This is
sometimes I came from stage with bloody knees or my head was open or something. Shit like that.
So that's real rock and roll, isn't it?
I have so much energy, and you know, if you put alcohol on this energy, normally that this will be a big explosion. So
yeah,
I don't need drugs and alcohol. I have energy enough. Or,
don't tell me, you know.
I tell you why I think you understand that.
I must say now I know myself better than 30 years ago, and people saying, Detlef, if you learn to focus your energy into the right direction, you know, it's great. If you're getting older, you're getting as well somehow more quieter, calmer by nature, you know. So it is 15 years ago smoking, you know, because I couldn't smoke anymore, it was my lungs and all that. Always just excessive habits. Actually, I didn't listen to punk so much, but punk in general, what actually that the feeling what I had in myself, you know, this live and let live for people, you know, which I thought it's necessary, you know, so everyone has to decide on which way he or she wants to live, and nobody else's business to talk into that, you know. And music is as well a catalyst, an accelerator,
totally,
and a catalyst, both. I mean, it accelerates. Probably in your case as well. And if you have a lot of energy, it accelerates the energy and gives this energy a push again. You know, I mean, when I was listening to Led Zeppelin, I mean, even if I listen now to Led Zeppelin without a drink or whatever, you know, I feel, wow. Just
yeah, oh, cool.
And sure, then, I mean, with drinks or so, the dance floor wouldn't be big enough for me, you know.
Well, I feel you. Last weekend, I saw Uprising Citizens, and it was like, I totally love Motorhead. So let me always, first time when I listened to him, it was like when someone go to church. So this was Motorhead for me. So, and last weekend, I saw this band, and I was so connected, and I was dancing around, and the music was, yeah, like a drug trip. So it was fantastic. I never had this feeling before.
That's great. That's great.
So I always say to my friends, you can't get higher than to be sober.
Yeah, no, sure. I must say, I made in the last 5-10 years a lot of great experiences sober as well, you know.
Yeah.
And in Ballydorf, where I used to live, we did 5 rhythm dances and things like this, you know, just with tea and express yourself and all that, you know. So I must say I'm quite happy actually that I didn't end up as total alcoholic after all this rock and roll years. But
yeah,
I think I probably couldn't made it on stage. I mean, if I would continue in my 30s with rock and roll, I would be probably now in a rehab home or whatever, or my liver would be completely damaged or whatever, you know, because for me the tension was far too intense to be on stage without alcohol.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate it if you can do that, you know. And that's why, dear listeners, I send Julia and always congratulations often if I see it online, you know, because you posted it.
For everyone, it's the best feeling you can get.
another day, and it's great. And I mean, I think
I say every day to myself, just today. I don't say I getting sober for the next 10 years. I say just for today.
Yeah, no, that's great.
And now it's more than 1.5 years. So, and I feel fantastic.
Great, great. Julia, we have just one minute and 30 seconds. I see time flies. We're going to make a second episode because I still have listener questions and all that. And we can continue with the subject then next week. I would say, so do we play a song?
Yeah, let's play a song.
Which one?
Fake Punk.
Backpunk, okay. Is it a new one?
Yeah, it's on the new album.
Okay, so we listen to the song Backpunk. And dear listeners, you can follow us on Isle of West Cork Artists on Instagram, on Letchlich, on Altitude, also at Altitude on Instagram, or join the Isle of West Cork Artists group on Facebook and become a member, or go to Julia, what is it, at Instagram, at Erection Band. Or...
Yeah, Erection Band or Julia Erection Band.
Okay, guys, so bye-bye, back bang. Bye-bye, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
But they await with loaded guns.
You have listened to Artitude, West Cork's first art, fashion and design podcast. Artitude, never so close again.
Ah!
That was too close.